For almost two decades, amateur astronomer Jay McNeil has been gazing at the night sky through a telescope from his home in Paducah, Kentucky. Earlier this year, he saw a cloud of gas and dust illuminated by what astronomers think might be a newborn star. Mr. McNeil had spotted a nebula, and it is now known as McNeil's Nebula. He is the first amateur astronomer to make such a significant discovery in 65 years. The father of McNeil's Nebula joins us from Paducah, Kentucky now. Mr. McNeil, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, not a problem. Thanks for your interest.
Did you know it when you saw it?
Well, I tell you what, the discovery itself was quite serendipitous by nature. I'd only had this small telescope for about 3 weeks. Of course, I have a larger telescope that I've been imaging with for quite a while. And this was just really a test run with this new telescope with my camera. I was out January the 23rd. It was very windy, very cold. I was just snapping off some images of this area that's well known. And I didn't even rush to process the images. It was 4 or 5 days later before I actually downloaded the images from my laptop and looked at them and, of course, immediately realized there was something there that just didn't belong.
Well, or does belong.
Exactly.
And has for centuries. My gosh, what did that feel like? Professional astronomers must live for a moment like this.
Well, it was pretty amazing. I didn't read a whole lot into it until I sent off my preliminary information to Brian Skilf at Lowell Observatory, a good friend of mine who is also a professional astronomer. And I asked him, I said, well, Brian, I'm not sure if anyone in your area studies, you know, recent star formation or anything like this. And he emailed me back immediately saying, well, I think you need to email Bo Raperth in Hawaii, who is one of the world's leading researchers in early star formation. So I did. When it really kicked me is when Bo from Hawaii emailed me back and he says, wow. He says, I don't think you realize exactly what you found here. He said, the last time something like you have discovered was by myself, and it was 1986.
What's it look like, your nebula?
Well, it's now here's the trick. It doesn't look like much through a telescope visually because it is a very faint object. It looks like a little plume of gas, like a conical-shaped plume, like a cone of light. And at the very tip of that, or very apex of that cone, is a little faint star that is very red. And that star is the star that went into eruption that created the nebula.
Mr. McNeil, I have read that you install cable TV antennas for a living.
Yes, I install satellite television, yes.
Satellite television, I beg your pardon.
Sort of ironic, isn't it?
But you've been looking at the skies for 20 years, haven't you?
Astronomy is my one true passion. I've been doing it since I was 12 years old. Like I said, it's just something that I do. It's something that I love to do. Unfortunately, I've never had the opportunity to get a college degree and do this professionally. I would love to do so, but unfortunately the situation has never, you know, come to play.
I'm also just wondering, I mean, the next time you get a phone call in the middle of a rainstorm and someone says, darn it, Mr. McNeil, the satellite dish just blew off the roof. You have to repair it. It must be tempting for you to say, lady, don't you know you're talking to a man who discovered McNeil's nebula?
Well, I'm not quite letting it go to my head that much. I do have to still make a decent living somehow to support this habit of astronomy. It's not cheap.
Yeah. Well, Mr. McNeil, I can't thank you enough.
Hey, I appreciate your interest once again.
Jay McNeil, speaking with us from Paducah, Kentucky.